This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Quickly running out of time to pass a federal budget, the U.S. Senate is now giving itself a few extra days to hammer out the details. The original deadline of today is moving to this coming Wednesday. Note this is the same day markets will be on edge, awaiting a Federal Reserve decision on raising interest rates. The House of Representatives could also vote today to postpone its budget plan, avoiding a government shutdown as negotiations continue. Among sticking points here, possible changes to Dodd-Frank. That's the financial reform law enacted after the Great Wall Street collapse. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more on that.
Things have gotten so gridlocked in Congress that you really can't get difficult legislation passed on its own. You have to attach it as a rider to something Congress must approve, like the appropriations legislation.
So this is sort of the last train in the station.
Chris Krueger is Washington strategist at Guggenheim Securities.
It's probably the last really big must-pass bill before the elections, so everyone is trying to get a ride out of town for their particular legislation.
Lawmakers who want to change the Dodd-Frank financial reform law are among those trying to hitch a ride. One of the biggest changes they want, a different benchmark for deciding a bank is too big to fail. Right now, all banks with more than $50 billion in assets get that label and are subject to more regulation. A Dodd-Frank rider would raise the threshold to $500 billion.
We had a rock, and we began to sculpt it, and it took the form of Dodd-Frank. And now we want to refine it.
Ed Groshans is Managing Director of Financial Services Research at Haidt LLC. He says some changes are necessary so Dodd-Frank can do what it's supposed to do. Aaron Klein at the Bipartisan Policy Center agrees. He's an economist who helped write the law when he worked for former Senator Chris Dodd, a Connecticut Democrat. But he thinks of Dodd-Frank as a sculpture made of clay.
We gave a tremendous amount of clay to the financial regulators to sculpt. And so as they continue to shape it, Congress looks at what they're making and provides them real-time feedback.
Klein recognizes that some in Congress don't want Dodd-Frank changed at all and were upset by changes made last year, calling them rollbacks. But he says they should be happy about this.
Dodd-Frank is here to stay.
Klein says the structure of the Dodd-Frank sculpture is firmly in place. Plus, financial institutions have invested a lot of money conforming with Dodd-Frank, and going back to square one, if Dodd-Frank were repealed, would be very expensive. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.